This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio as well as Newsmax TV. Welcome, Newsmax TV viewers, to our third hour of our national radio show simulcast on Newsmax TV. Lots of good news in Trump land. I'm Wayne Root, the warrior, conservative warrior, Trump warrior, middle-class warrior, capitalist evangelist, and proud to be an American, proud to be American-made, American-born. Cannot find a war like this anywhere else in the world except the United States of America. And by the way, that's true, man. I've met Canadians, I've met Australians, I've met Austrians, I've met Brits, and there's great people in every country, but I've never met anyone who's quite like me or Donald Trump or Bill O'Reilly or James Woods, you know, conservative macho men who understand that what makes America great is low taxes, low regulation, limited government, and guys are guys, you know? You can't stop guys from being guys, even though they want to try. As I opened my entire show today, I said, you know, Urban Meyer's a goner. I don't know how many of you are sports fans, but in college football, he's a god. He may be the greatest coach of all time. He's certainly the greatest modern coach. He's won, I think it's three national championships. Hey, Chris, do me a favor. Look it up. Three or four national championships. I know two at Florida, and I remember one at Ohio State. I don't remember if there was a second. But he fights for the national championship every year. He's right in the thick of it. Every year he's rated, his teams are ranked number one or number two or number three. And he's just the greatest. I mean, Jim Harbaugh's the greatest, right? But he never beats Urban Meyer. Every year, Ohio State wins. That's how good Urban Meyer is. So Michigan can never beat Ohio State because that's how good Urban Meyer is. I think the greatest college coach in history, other than maybe Bear Bryant, maybe. And he's a goner. Now there's four players that have come out and said he abused them. He curses at them. He throws Gatorade bottles at them. He, you know, pushes them. He berates them. He humiliates them. Folks, you know what that's called, being a Marine drill sergeant? Now you're going to tell me that Marine drill sergeants aren't allowed to berate their charge, the people that are under them who are privates and corporals, and someday they're going to go on a battlefield and he's going to lead them into battle? How many? Three? All right, so three national titles, but he came so close to winning like five. And you're going to tell me, that a Marine drill sergeant has no right to tell off his little, you know, brand-new privates who are going to go on a battlefield, a bloody, disgusting, vicious battlefield where their guts are going to get blown out and their legs are going to get blown off and their head is going to get blown off and everyone's going to see their friend next to him die. And you're telling me that making them the toughest men in the world isn't the most important thing in the world? You want them to be little crybabies who run to their mama? The whole thing's a joke. Football players are upset because he once threw probably some empty Gatorade bottle at them. He humiliated them in front of the team. A good coach knows sometimes you got to pat a guy on the butt. Sometimes you got to pat him on the head. And other times you got to kick his ass. Other times you got to throw a Gatorade bottle at him. Other times you got to humiliate him because he's not working hard enough. That's how you create a champion. And so, you know the way society's going. Urban Meyer is probably gone now. They can't overcome these charges. All the players will come out of the woodwork, not just for the last year at Ohio State. Going back to Bowling Green and Utah and Florida, they're all going to come out. And that's the thing. You have 90 guys on a college football team. You know, NFL, I think it's 40-something, 48, but it's 90 on a college team. There's always going to be someone who doesn't like the coach, who has a grudge. The coach didn't make him a starter, didn't treat him the way they wanted to be treated, the way mommy and daddy taught them they should be the starter and the coach is a meanie. And they're going to say something from 20 years ago. They're going to bring up stuff. And this is the stuff that drives me crazy. Because he has molded thousands of champions for the rest of their lives. They could always say, I was playing football for Urban Meyer. I played on a championship team. You know, whether it's the division championship or the state championship or whatever it is. If you win on any level, you carry that with you the rest of your life. Well, how about if you won the national championship, or you competed for the national championship, or you won the Rose Bowl, right? That's what Urban Meyer gave to these kids for the rest of their lives. Now they're all going to come out of the woodwork complaining and crying like a bunch of wussies. And that's what's happened to America. See, and Donald Trump is Urban Meyer. Donald Trump is Urban Meyer for the country. He kicks your butt. He doesn't pat you on the head. He tells you the truth, as shocking and as harsh as it is. And that makes you, you know, wake up to reality. Get out of your twilight zone. Get out of your comfort zone. And make yourself a better person and make the country a better country. That's Donald Trump. That's Urban Meyer. Great championship coaches. That's a Marine drill sergeant. Make sure that you're tough enough to survive in the real world after you've been taught by him. And so it's just amazing to me that anybody's going to try to take down Urban Meyer now. But good news from Trump land. That's the bad news. There's too many wussies in this country who just, you know, they want to suck their thumb and call mommy and say the coach is treating me badly. Man, are you a man? Suck it up. My God. Unbelievable. I mean, what do you want, a team of transsexuals? Is that what you want on the football field? Is that what America's going to be about? Do you want the foxholes in a battle filled with transsexuals? Men wearing high heels? Liberals don't understand a damn thing about life. That what made this the greatest country in world history? Men on the battlefield and men on the football field were part of the reason we are the greatest country, because that's what molds you when you get into the business world. That's it right there. Nice guys absolutely finish last. Absolutely. I've seen it my whole life. People who I really like and I think are really nice never get the promotion, never get the job. You got to get tougher. You got to get mentally tough, and you got to be strong. And you can't worry about, you know, being a crybaby every time something doesn't go your way. Then fight harder. But, you know, my guess is Urban Meyer's a goner. But he'll be back in 5 years from now, or 3 years, he'll be back and he'll win a championship again at a different school when everybody forgets about it and this all blows away. Trump's approval at 50%. I've been bragging it's been at 48 for the last month. It's at 50% today at Rasmussen. At the same exact point on the same day, August 2nd, of Obama's presidency of year number two, August 2nd, year number two, Obama was at 45%. Keep in mind, the entire media was gushing for 2 years. He's God's gift to the world. He's the greatest thing that ever lived. He's the greatest gift. He's the greatest president. Oh, my God, he's black. Isn't our country great? Isn't he perfect? And he was at 45%. And Trump, it's like, he's Hitler. He's a Nazi. He's the worst thing ever. And he's at 50%. Are you starting to realize that you just don't matter anymore, mainstream media? Are you starting to realize nobody cares about you? Trump at 50%, same time Obama was at 45. So A, he's beating Obama badly. B, it's up against this terrible media, and he proved them wrong. All right. And by the way, we're going to be taking calls this whole hour. I got no guests. So let's line them up right now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. 833-WAR-TALK. We'll line you up. We'll start taking calls in the next segment. Trump got a dynamic GDP number, gross domestic product. That's economic growth last quarter, 4.1%. One of the reasons he's so popular. And early signs point to the next one being even better. I told you so. I know all the best economists in the country, guys like Kip Herridge and Mark Skousen. Brilliant, brilliant guys. I went to them. I said, read the GDP report and tell me what this says for next quarter. And they both said it portends a really good quarter next quarter, too. These numbers are not a one-shot number. They look really good. Kip especially drove home the point. He believes the next quarter would be even bigger, well above 4, maybe 5. And sure enough, here's an article from Business Insider. It says early signs point to the next quarter being 4.7 to 5% GDP. That's the number Trump hoped for in this quarter. You get a 5 following a 4.1, and this one could be revised up too. I think it will be to a 4.5. So you get a 4.5 after revision, and then the next quarter is a 4.5 or a 4.7 or a 5. We're in Reagan territory, and that's why Trump's at 50%. Because 51% of America works for a living, and 49% are a bunch of lazy slobs on welfare that don't want to work for a living. And so you're never going to get above 50. That's the demarcation line now. You win elections if you're at 48 to 50 is fine. That's all you need to win elections. And he's at the top of that scale. But But there's a group of people, and Mitt Romney said it, and I've never shied away from it. I've said from day one, Mitt Romney was right. He never should have run away and hid. Never apologize. Stop apologizing. Donald Trump has taught me one thing. Never apologize unless what you've done is horrible and you absolutely know you've done something wrong. But other than that, under the most dire circumstance, maybe, other than that, never apologize to liberals about anything because they'll destroy your career for apologizing. When Roseanne Barr got on her knees and was apoplectic about what she said about Obama's gal, can't even remember her name, Valerie Jarrett, that was the end of Roseanne. The minute she apologized, end of Roseanne. And so don't apologize. You have nothing to apologize for. Trump's a winner. The economy's winning. Romney never should have apologized. 49% that are on welfare or some sort of government handout are always going to be hard to get them to vote Republican because they want the checks to keep on coming and to get bigger. So, of course, it's harder to get them to vote Republican. Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro now admits socialism's a failure. He says amid massive power outages, food shortages, and lawlessness across the country, there's no question that socialism has failed. So, there you have it. Trump, capitalism, booming economy, lots of jobs, and great popularity now, 50%. And Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela with Hugo Chavez's economy, and then he was the successor with the Cuban type of economy. Socialism, communism, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez economy, our wonderful Bronx girl who's going to be a congresswoman, and what you've got is disaster. Trump proves it works. That's why liberals hate him so much. That's why they want to assassinate him, slander him, impeach him. He's proving every day capitalism is wonderful. God bless America. God bless capitalism. God bless Donald Trump. Does it get any better? It will when they announce quarter three and it turns out we're at 5% GDP. Damn, it gets better. Be right back. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when Geico says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
War now. Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. And by the way, I will be off tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday. Just taking a very quick holiday with my kids, and I'll be back on Wednesday right here on Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio Network. On USA Radio, we'll have Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Root for the next three shows, Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Lee Elsie of WJJF FM in Connecticut, running up and down the 95 in Connecticut, Long Island, Montauk, Long Island, Suffolk, Nassau, Long Island. That's where my show airs, and Lee is the morning host on WJJF, and he will be filling in for me as my guest host on radio. And here on Newsmax TV, it will be Pags, Joe Pags, filling in for me Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. So when you tune in this hour, just as yesterday when Joe had his birthday and I filled in for his earlier hour and mine, it'll be him filling in for his regular hour at 7 p.m. Eastern, and then the later hour that's usually the Wayne Root hour. So hope you enjoy Joe Pags next week on TV and Lee Elsie on radio. And thank you both for filling in for me. The sponsor of this segment of the show is the U.S. Gold Bureau, the only full-service precious metals firm owned by the company chosen by the state of Texas to operate the Texas Bullion Depository, the Fort Knox of Texas. Fort Knox of Texas. If the state of Texas trusts them, then you should, too, or you can, too, that's for sure. I trust them. I love the guys at U.S. Gold Bureau. They develop a dialogue with me, and we speak all the time. They actually text me during the show all the time. I get texts, and it's all the executives and the CEO from U.S. Gold Bureau talking about the show. They love the things we talk about in the show. They're not just an advertiser. They're like a member of the family, and they're a big fan of this show. And I think it's important we reward people that sponsor conservative talk radio, whether it's radio or TV. You get me on Newsmax because of U.S. Gold Bureau. Just for calling, they're going to give you this free American Silver Eagle. It's free. It's beautiful. It is an ounce of pure silver, brilliant, uncirculated condition, direct from the U.S. Mint. It is a good-looking coin, man. I wish someone had given this to me when I was a kid and to begin my coin collection, and I would have become obsessive, because that's what I am. I'm a passionate, intense guy who gets obsessive about the things that I do. So, in other words, I'm in politics. I love it. Now, I have a three-hour radio show, one-hour TV show. I'm writing the book, The Trump Rules, for Newsmax's publishing division. I've got a newspaper column about politics. My life is politics, right? I'm Donald Trump's bud. Life is politics. And my life is sports handicapping. I love sports gambling, and I love sports handicapping, figure out the odds. And so I built a huge career around that, and I love my family, and I'm good with them. Whatever I love, I do. And so if someone had instilled in me a love of coins and money, let me tell you something. I'd be a billionaire today. What a mistake that no one ever got me into a coin collection as a young kid. So get this coin now, free, American Silver Eagle. Give it to your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews. The best kid who gets the highest scores in the classroom gets it. And let their friends make fun of them because they're out wasting time kissing girls and playing football when you're home, your grandkid is home collecting coins, and one day, 20 years later, he'll be worth $1 million, and the rest of them will be broke losers. I wish someone had taught me that. Instead of kissing girls and playing football, I wish I was collecting coins. So give them a call, 800-885-GOLD. Get your free American Silver Eagle. No additional obligation, no shipping cost, no hidden fees. They're so sure they can win you over. They want to lose money on their first call with you, and free call, free shipping, the free coin. And what do you risk? Nothing. Zero. 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653. To that certain, they'll win you over long term. James Woods obviously agrees with me on the Urban Meyer issue. He says there is a war on boys in America. There's a war on boys. There's chemical castration. He calls that Ritalin. He says the mythology of ADD, in other words, there is no ADD. Boys with high energy are just boys being boys. Stop calling it a disease and try to give them a drug. And the scourge of pedophilia, all these losers who want to have child sex, the feminist jihad against virtually all normal male behavior in preteen and teen boys, it's all open war on boys, and the prognosis is devastating, says James Woods. James Woods, Donald Trump, Wayne Root are Republican men who think alike. Boys will be boys. I was the highest energy kid that ever lived. If I did that today, they'd have me on a Ritalin drug. And don't forget, the school gets paid for every disabled child. They get extra money from the federal government. So if they label you as ADD, that's a disease, and you're disabled, and they get big money. It's industry. It's all about money. My kids are just like me. I have two boys who are exactly like me. And they're going to go on and achieve great success in the business world because ADD, if it exists, is a blessing. It's not a curse. It's wonderful. Your kids are high energy, and they're spirited, and they love to run around. Maybe they make fun of the teacher. Maybe they laugh behind the teacher's back. That's what makes a boy a boy. My God. Thank God I homeschooled my kids. My daughter wound up at Harvard University, top of her class, and my boys are following in her footsteps. Let boys be boys. Let kids be kids. Wayne Allyn, Warren Allyn.
Who has the only raw living whole plant hemp CBD extract in the world? MetaHemp Solutions, a radically innovative approach to hemp CBDs for exceptional results. Why? Because they contain absolutely all the elements present in the original plant. All our hemp CBD products are independently lab tested for potency and purity and manufactured in our FDA registered facility. Try it today. 10% off with coupon code GCN10. Call 833-858-7500. That's 833-858-7500. Or buy MetaHemp Solutions today at metahempsolutions.com. That's metahempsolutions.com.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is holding a Make America Great Again rally in Pennsylvania. The president talked about his success he had at NATO.
NATO has been ripping us. We've been defending Europe, and they're not paying their bills. So I went in, and I said, folks, you got to pay up. You're delinquent. They'll be paying $200 billion. It took me 1 hour, but it was a rough hour. The head of NATO, Secretary General Stoltenberg, said to the press, they don't report it. They only make up stories.
Day three of the Paul Manafort trial wrapped up today, and the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 7 points to close the day at 25,326. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Broadcasting
across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Lammas Tax Group is the sponsor of this segment of the show. When the IRS came after me, and Obama tried to destroy my life, and I'm certain it was Obama that pointed the IRS in my direction. One thing we know for sure, Judicial Watch took my case and demanded my IRS files, and after over 1 year battle, we got them, and it was a bad battle. It was a vicious battle. The IRS would not comply with the laws of the United States of America, but they finally handed it over, and we found out the whole thing was a witch hunt, just like Trump's. It was persecution based on politics, you know, and my entire case was called, stamped on the front, sensitive case, and I got that. I have the proof. It's sitting on my computer. What does that mean, sensitive case? Does anybody at home, any of the liberals, think Wayne Root's a sensitive guy? Ask anyone who knows me. Am I a sensitive guy? No. I'm a Donald Trump Republican. There's not a sensitive bone in my body. So how come my tax return is sensitive? Because it was based on politics. It was a witch hunt. They targeted me. And they had my political beliefs written all over my tax return. The only thing sensitive about it is you were a bunch of Nazis that were like the Gestapo, trying to destroy my life and make every single thing I did that was legal and right into something that was, you know, that would cost me millions of dollars and wipe me out financially. So who saved me? Sam Lantis came to my defense like a knight in shining armor. And you can get Sam Lantis on your side. He's not expensive. It didn't cost me a lot. It really didn't. He was very inexpensive. He's very reasonable. So give him a call. It's a free consultation and a free call. 800, we help you. So the call costs you nothing. Consultation costs you nothing. You find out exactly what it costs, and you're not talking to some hypey salesman. You're talking to a lawyer. 800, we help you. 800, we help you with the letter U. 800-934-3578. Give Sam Lantis a call. Tell him Wayne Root sent you. Any IRS question or problem, any trouble you're in with the IRS, he will solve your problems. 800, we help you with the letter U. All right, I'm going to get to calls now. We got a full boat. We'll take, who's been waiting the longest? Mike from Fresno on line one. Mike from Fresno. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Wayne, I just want to say thank God you're with us. The left could not destroy you. You know, that's how they operate. They can't talk to you face to face.
Right.
They can't even play a fair game on the football field. When I was small, Wayne, I learned to hit people low in the levels. Of course, the left doesn't even, they don't know if you got those or not. So, listen, I want to ask you, you talked about the economy. Well, Donald Trump shut down the budget in September to get funding for the border wall. So I wanted to ask your opinion on that. I think
All right.
You could get it done if you wanted to.
You know, my answer to that is I don't know. I mean, if you're asking me, should he, my answer is yes. I think he wins that battle. I think he absolutely wins that battle. But will he? I think he's probably bluffing, and he won't because his Republican colleagues are so, you know, such a bunch of cowards, such a bunch of wussies that they won't. They're like the football players who are now coming out to attack Urban Meyer. You know, oh, he hurt me, and he threw a Gatorade bottle at me. It's what football coaches do. But my guess is Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, they're all a bunch of wussies with a tail between their legs, and they're freaking out and telling Trump, you can't do it, you can't do it, you'll ruin us. Yes, shutting down government's not a good idea unless you have the absolute perfect issue. And immigration, illegal immigration, is the absolute perfect issue. We've got to get the wall. I believe the American people would stand behind Donald Trump. So I think he should. Now, if you're asking me if he will do it, I don't know. I don't know if Trump has the... Even Trump, as courageous as he is, would he have the courage to go against his entire party, the entire leadership of the GOP in the House and the Senate? I don't know. But maybe he'll get his way by using this as a wedge and saying, I'm threatening to do it. And then the Democrats cave and the GOP establishment caves a little bit, gives him some partial funding, something that he wants, and then he doesn't have to do it. Well, that's all a negotiation. So we'll see. That's my answer. Okay?
All right, Wayne. So
thanks, Mike.
Will that affect midterm elections, do you think?
Well, nobody knows. You know, it depends how it turns out. I mean, obviously, if it turns into some sort of disaster, it's a big gamble. But Trump's a riverboat gambler. So am I. I'm like a Texas wildcatter and a riverboat gambler and a gunslinger combined into one. I gamble with all my businesses, and I bet on football, and I bet on Wall Street. I bet on stocks. I've been a gambler my whole life. There is no reward without risk. So I'm willing to take the chance. We could roll the dice, and it could turn into the biggest victory of all time, and we win the wall, and our people come out to vote, and we get a big victory. Or it could turn out that we don't win the wall, and they won't give in, and we open the government back up again, and we look like fools, and we lose everything. And so are you willing to take that risk? I don't know. I would, because I think it's a winning issue, and I think in the end we will win with the American people wanting a wall. That's my answer. Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Love Fresno. Good territory. Paul from Montana. I spent a lot of time in Bozeman, Montana. Beautiful territory. Right down the street from Big Sky. How are you, Paul?
Good. Mr. Root, I'd like to ask you, kind of related to what your last caller was talking about and discussing with you, I'd like to ask you if there is a specific issue, like, for instance, infrastructure repairs, like roads and bridges and stuff like that, that the Republicans and the Democrats can agree on and move us in a more forward, positive motion rather than bickering among each other about the Mueller investigation and all that, Trump, whatever Democrats are bickering about and whether the Republicans are answering back and all of that. That one thing I would like to know from you, and one other thing I would like to ask you.
Sure.
Mr. Root, when you were talking in a couple of breaks ago, a couple of segments ago, mm-hmm. you made a statement about 51%, 49%,
mm-hmm.
51% being those of hardworking 9-to-5ers and all that, and the 49% mm-hmm. sitting back waiting for government checks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sir, I happen to be have had a congenital disease which caused my legal blindness in 1970. And since 1981, I've been on disability for
that. Well, that doesn't count. I mean, I'm not criticizing you. Anybody who's truly disabled deserves their checks. Matter of fact, the biggest insult to disabled people like you would be somebody who isn't disabled that's claiming mental illness.
Absolutely. I absolutely agree with you.
No, I can't get mad at you. And by the way, you know what I thought you were going to say, by the way, Paul? I was certain you were going to say, you know, I'm a proud American on Social Security. Are you referring to me? And I was going to say, no, because you paid into the system. That doesn't count as an entitlement. Entitlements are, I believe at this point, 110 million Americans get government, some form of government welfare check. That has nothing to do with Social Security or Medicare, which you paid into. And I would never count a person who really is legally disabled under that list either. But just remember something, Paul. Under Obama, the disabled rolls exploded, and under Trump, they're the lowest in years. So people were claiming disabled when they weren't under Obama.
That could very well be. Could very well be. And if there is good enforcement, the numbers will go down for the illegitimate cases.
Right. But I don't think we have enough people to enforce it. I don't think anyone enforces it. My understanding is here's the scam with disability, by the way. You can never scam whether your eyes are bad, you're blind. But you can scam whether you have mental illness a lot, and they can't argue it. If you claim that you have a stress problem and you can't work anymore because you have panic attacks or you're just, you know, it makes you, whatever the word is, you're not even capable of working anymore because you're so scared of something, they say you can. You're automatically approved for disability, and they can never get you off because there's no X-ray, there's no machine that will ever show what's in your head, right?
Determining exactly what sort of mental disturbance one has,
right.
unless it's backed up by medical, evidence.
Correct. But anyway, my point is nobody has anything against you, sir. If you have any sort of a real disability, that's what government is for. I think there's very few things government is for. The military, you need government for. The police, the garbage pickup.
By the way,
need government for people that truly
disabled. I'm also a Vietnamese or a veteran.
Well, thank you for your service. There you go. That's a good thing. So, but the government should be there for people that are truly disabled and need their help and assistance. That's what government should be for. But anyone who's able-bodied should have to work. So that's my only point on that.
That is the way things should be, yes.
Yes. And so anyway, getting back to your first question, you asked, is there anything that government can agree on? So I guess my answer is I wish there was something we'd agree on, but it seems like everything is now politicized. So if I, as a Republican, said we do need infrastructure, bridges are crumbling and highways are crumbling, and we need to spend money on that. And, hey, what a great benefit. There will be people employed. Then Democrats would say, you think they'd say yes, but then they'll go no, because Trump came up with the idea, Wayne Root came up with the idea. They can't seem to agree on anything we agree on. And that's
well,
the problem,
sir,
or they'll pick a fight.
I might inform you of one rather ironic situation, and that is that Democrats are saying the same thing about Republicans, sir.
Yeah,
they
well,
do.
That's life. That's life. Let me tell you, here's what the debate would be. I would say let's spend more money on infrastructure because our bridges and highways are crumbling, but I don't want there to be that law that's currently there, and I can't remember the name of it, but it says there's a law that says you have to hire union salaried guys to do the work. And I don't know if that's federal or that's only on a state basis, but that makes the cost triple. And so I would say I want to do infrastructure, but I want to do economic infrastructure. Economically, it needs to be lower priced. I don't want to spend $80 on that inch of concrete when I could spend $20 if it's non-union. So why should I have to hire union workers? So we get in a big debate over that. There's always something that the two sides are going to fight over, Paul. I don't know what to tell you, but you live in a beautiful place, Montana, and we thank you for your service in the Vietnam War. Thank you, sir. Wayne Allyn Root, I hear the music. That means we'll go to a break. When we get back, we've got Keith from Kansas, Alex from Kentucky. We'll take more of your calls. There's some lines open. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Wayne Allyn Root, when we get back, let's just go to war again. See you in a sec. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product. So I agreed to try it. Oh, my gosh. This is amazing. You won't believe the results in your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. Can be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, this is my Friday. Thank God it's Thursday afternoon because I am off tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, but the show will go on. What do they say in show business? The show must go on. Joe Pags will be replacing me as my guest host on Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. He'll do a wonderful job. Thank you, Joe Pags. Just coming off his birthday yesterday, where I replaced him and guest hosted on his show. And so Joe Pags will be with us Friday, Monday, and Tuesday on TV, and Lee Elsie will be guest hosting for me on radio Friday, Monday, and Tuesday. Well, I take a quick vacation. I'm back on Wednesday. So thanks, Joe Pags. Thanks, Lee Elsie. Got those notes in. I want to make sure you know who the sponsor of this segment of the show is. It's Cenogenics. And I'm going to Park City, Utah, where I'm doing some major hiking. I'm hiking up mountains, man. And the reason I've got the ability to do that, I feel young in my step like I haven't in 30 years. And it's because of Cenogenics. Thank you, Cenogenics. They were founded in 1997, 21 years ago. They are the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging. They don't like the word anti-aging, but they are very good at stalling aging. They are very good at defying aging. They are good at ripping the clock back a couple years. And for your free, no-obligation consultation, if you want to be thinner, if you want to look better, if you want to feel better, if you want to make love harder, if you want to work out better, if you want to play sports better than you have in years, if you want all of that, call 888-YOUNGER. Now, if you don't want to be younger, you want to be older, you don't want to be thinner, you want to be fatter, you don't want to look better, you want to look worse, then don't call. But if you want to do better, 21 clinics all over the United States, they will do wonders for you. Find out all about it. You got nothing to lose. There is no risk. Make a phone call. It's free. No obligation. 888-YOUNGER, as in Y-O-U-N-G-E-R, as in the opposite of older, or register at Cenogenics.com. Cena, C-E-N-E. Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. They did great for me. Fantastic. I love these guys. All right, let's take some calls. We'll take Keith in Kansas on line 3. Keith, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I started watching a show on the Newsmax channel. I like the last hour. Kind of hard to decipher between you or the great one I get to listen on the radio. I was talking about, first of all, thanks for the South Africa news. That just kind of blew my mind. I never knew anything about that.
And I don't think anybody's talked about that but me on TV or radio. I don't think anyone in the country, not a soul, has touched that issue. It's a huge issue.
No.
For those who don't know what Keith's talking about, just the Constitution is being changed right now in South Africa to allow them to steal any white person's land, steal all the farmland, and then they're even threatening the president genocide, meaning mass murder against white people if you don't get off the land. And right now at this moment, even though they're threatening that and haven't done the mass murder yet, one farmer is killed every 5 days, according to the British newspapers.
I watched a few YouTube videos on the last night just to get some more insight. It's just
terrible.
It's pretty nuts.
Yeah.
My main reason calling was the...
Keith, I just want to make one point to my viewers. I want to make one point.
Yeah.
Racism is bad no matter who it's against. So if you believe it's bad to be racist to black people, isn't it just as bad to be racist to white people? So I'm trying to point out that in South Africa there's now reverse racism, reverse murder, reverse theft. They did bad things to blacks. Now the blacks are doing bad things to whites. Someone needs to speak out and say something, because all of the liberals spoke out and said something when it was whites taking advantage of blacks, as well they should. Just like with slavery in our country, terrible stain on America's history is slavery. Terrible stain on South Africa's apartheid. But this is an equal stain. But nobody wants to say anything. Wayne Root's going to be brave, and I talk about that. I talk about Tommy Robinson in England, who spoke out about Muslim immigration, how bad they're raping, they're murdering, and they're grooming little girls, and they threw him in jail. And he was attacked, and people threatened to murder him in jail because he spoke out for free speech. Anyway, go ahead, Keith.
Yeah. Okay, Urban Meyer, real quick. Like you said, I liked your open monologue. You hit it head on the nail, man. This, the wussification of America. You don't get your way or whatever, you're crying. It's football. It's a physical sport. They're demanding the best out of you, so when that matters most, you perform.
Right. When it gets down to the fourth quarter and you're bone tired and it's raining out and you're trying to gain footing in the mud and every muscle is cramping, it was the football coach that pushed you every step of the way and maybe got carried away a few times and shoved you to the ground because you made a stupid mental error or you didn't try hard enough or you weren't jogging fast enough. You were going, you know, half-assed. And that push motivated you. That embarrassment in front of your classmates makes you perform in the fourth quarter on the final drive. Then that coach did his job. What is everybody thinking?
Yeah, I know the domestic violence. That's a touchy issue. I know,
but it wasn't him. That's the other thing. You know, like Urban Meyer loves his wife. He's never touched his wife. So now if you have a coach under you who did something bad, you are responsible. I got a problem with that, too. That coach is terrible
who touched
his wife.
That's the liberal loonies.
Right. That coach is terrible who touched his wife. I hope he's fired, never coaches football again. But is that really Urban Meyer's fault? Does he know what every coach does at night when they go home to their wife? Does he know what every player does? I don't know. I got a problem where, you know, the whole world now has, you got to be perfect. Anything you do wrong, they're going to fire you, even if you're the best. Because there's a lot of people who aren't perfect, don't do a good job, and they just get great glee in tearing down the people at the top. All right, look, I'm heading for just a quick vacation, doing a little hiking, trying to get in great shape, climbing some mountains in Park City, Utah, one of the most beautiful places in America. I'll be gone Friday, Monday, Tuesday, guest host here on TV and radio. We'll see you then. God bless all of you. Have a great, great next few days, and I'll see you all on Wednesday. Bye-bye. God bless.
Product advertised on the previous program, which requires an...
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.